Love. I used to think I knew what it meant to love and to be loved. They tell you about it growing up. Doesn't matter which religion or nation you're from, you're invariably born to love. Love is something we all get a chance at. Not everyone can succeed. To me, love was the binding of myself and my wife, Helen. We had a spark at one time. Things just fell apart. Couldn't point out exactly why or any proper reason. It was just doomed. Love, they say, is shared between a man and a woman. I used to identify with this line of thinking. Never mind it, same-sex marriage, they can love too. But after this year, I don't think any more than I can define love as being a trait only humans can enjoy. Had a miracle walk into my life, a beautiful and perfect moment. This is a story of true love. It's not something to be taken away from me. It's part of me, and I'll always feel and embrace it. I've been married to Helen for almost 6 years now. Calling it a marriage is not entirely accurate. More likely just a combination of two people trying to keep living in this world. At a certain point, an unknown pride consumes you. This happens to every man, and even some woman too. The way you look at your lawn changes overnight. I used to just not give a damn, letting it grow and dealing with it before the neighbors got rowdy. Comes a point where you start to see the yard is almost sentient, and to think the pollution of leaves and careless overgrowth of weeds is nothing short of an attack. My yard is precious to me. I mow it twice a week, sometimes even more. It was a day like this, where I was absorbed by the pride and competition to keep my yard clean. I'd almost finished mowing the front yard when the engine died on me. Stood still, inside another set of mediocrity for me to endure. Bent down and checked the oil. It was empty. Stood up and saw a deer. Slowly walking on the sidewalk. Never been much of a stickler for nature and whatnot, but I was struck. The way she moved, it was as if the breeze itself bent to her whim. Without even thinking, I approached and walked forward. To my surprise, the deer did not even move. I could see in her eyes that she enjoyed the soft touch of my hand. Lightly pat her, feeling the warm and delicate fur. She didn't make a sound. For the first time in what felt like years, I smiled. It wasn't too wide, but it was genuine. I could tell I was actually happy. Never seen such a beautiful, majestic creature. But I knew then and there that I was in love. My thoughts eroded as I gently guided her to a nearby bush. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to. I whispered into the deer's ear. She would like me to make love to her. And she let out a kind of slight little sound. I caressed her fur and stood behind her. We weren't entirely hidden, and I could not care less. Nothing could prevent us from sharing this tender and intimate moment together. I gently pushed myself inside and heard what I could only describe as a hungry moan. She didn't run away. I started to pick up the pace and thought back to all the other deer I had hunted. I was proud of myself for banging the big bucks, yet In this moment, I could never consider the thought of violence toward my love. I had 6 different deer heads in my study. This gorgeous creature, so loving and kind, allowed me a brief moment of joy. Could I have killed her family? I was so lost in thought. She turned her head back to look at me with eyes full of desire. I'd been slacking off. I apologized out loud and began to fuck this calm deer with as much passion as this Holt hunter was capable of producing. She made a kind of guttural noise after I came. She scuttled away while I stood in the bush, cum dripping onto the grass. I never experienced anything as exhilarating as that. Went back and revved up the lawnmower and came to life. Thought it was empty. Regressed back to hateful thoughts of my failed dreams. Nearly 6 months later, I was in my truck with the wife. Helen was droning on about how soccer balls were unethical because they inspired violence toward cows and zebras. Her crackpot theories piled up. It was dark. I could only see what was illuminated in front of me. My eyes didn't even blink. I just stared at the road, hoping if I'd not pay attention, I'd finally meet my maker. The one thing that could make me stop appeared. I slammed on the brakes. A lonesome deer stood frozen in the headlights. Her eyes were lit up by my vehicle, and somehow, I just knew it was her. I don't know what my wife was saying, but I went on and opened the front door and walked toward her. She didn't move. I wrapped my arms around her and coddled her. I whispered that it was going to be okay. Without realizing it, I kissed her softly on her nose. My wife didn't stop talking. Deer looked at me, looked at my face up and down 3 times. I knew what she wanted. I started to take off my clothing. This time I wanted to be naked like she was, so we could share each other's bodies as if we were one. She slowly turned around, and I felt that familiar warmth. It was an odd thought to have, but I fit in just perfectly. She was meant for me and no one else. I placed my hands on her and began to thrust back and forth. There was no one else in the world. The deer and I began to moan. We both drowned out angry screams from my wife. Even though she was just a deer, I felt obligated to tell her I was going to come. I pulled out and she turned around. I lost control and shot my load into the road. She bent her head down and licked it up. My wife was screaming and honking the horn wildly. Once the road had been cleaned, the deer ran off again. I thanked the stars for another chance encounter with her. Climbed back into the vehicle naked and threw my clothes into the back. Couldn't tell you what she said to me, foaming at the mouth in her rage. I was in a tranquil bliss. Just drove home and went to sleep. I tried to. My wife woke me up, begging to be fucked like that deer was. We'd have sex, sure. Didn't even try to make a baby, but just never felt like anything. It felt like work. It didn't feel like love. Last week, I was in the house, cleaning the floors. Relatives were coming in a few days, so the house had to be spotless. Heard a gunshot, nothing that alarmed me. Neighbors around here were known to discharge a firearm occasionally. I heard the faintest sound, couldn't figure out what it was. I walked over to the front door and it was louder. I opened the door and there she was. The love of my life. The deer I couldn't even name. It would be wrong to give her a name if she already had one. She was limping and bleeding. I stopped everything. I picked her up and carried her up the stairs. My tears rolled down onto her. She knew that I cared for her. I went to the guest room. It was going to be the room for our baby, but we never had one. I had already built a crib. Placed a deer onto the crib. A comfortable pillow. A part of me knew that she wouldn't survive. I called the authorities. They'd pay for her or whatever. She couldn't be saved. Her last moments would be just of us. I opened the closet and reached for a book. There were quite a few books. They were all meant for our eventual son or daughter. I just started to read to her. I stopped my crying. I couldn't let the last sound she heard be of sadness. I wanted her to know that she brought glimpses of happiness and true love to me. I wanted to send her off with the knowledge of my complete and total devotion. I don't know what the book was about. It was a very painful memory to recall. It wasn't long. I read to her and she looked up with her eyes at me. The most painful thing I had ever seen was a tear drip out of her eye. It was unnatural, and an animal as beautiful as her should never have to cry. I put down the book and just held her. I held the door open behind me, and my wife laughed. She bragged about finally finding a use for my obsessive amount of guns. I didn't even feel betrayed. I had already known deep down, no human being, no matter how cruel, could bring a fatal agony to this deer. I stood up and walked over to her, placed my hands onto her neck, and with one swift motion, I broke it. So yes, I experienced what love is and what love was. There will never be another. I vowed to never hunt another deer again. I removed all the grotesque displays and awful reminders of the evil I had committed. She had changed me, shown me a side of myself I thought died long ago. Still have a rug though, and just one single bust. The only thing I really did need to kill. I'd carved a nice rug out of my wife's skin, and her head was mounted to my wall. The head might freak people out, but her skin I dyed black and white like a soccer ball. She deserved to be spited in whatever hell she was being sent to. I still look out the window every day, hoping to see her again. No one comes around here. I just mow my lawn with a pain in my heart, one that I can't cure. Every night I sleep next to that blood-stained crib. I know that in the end I'll see her again. When I pass on, I'll feel my soul rise up. Now I just bury my feelings into the lawn work. But I know. The only reason I go there is to relive the memories we have together.